Tim and Joel on Nova.
We're asking, how quickly did you up the relationship? 13, 24, 10. How quickly did you up the relationship?
Oh, that was beautiful.
That was so close to the sun there.
I know. These are some really quick ones. I mean, I don't think I've ever had a real... Every relationship I've been in has gone for years.
Yeah, some go for longer than they should, though, because you just don't quite know how to get out of it, even though you know you want to.
Yeah.
Well, I'm speaking for myself anyway. Yeah. We're not rich. He's great.
This is very Britney Spears, this story. A new bride has filed for divorce after being married for just one day. Remember when she did the Vegas wedding?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. She got that annulled, didn't she?
Yeah,
I think so.
Annulled, Clooney'd, yeah.
You find out that Vegas marriages are only legally in Vegas. That's where a lot of people get married, at like their local town hall first, and then they go get married in Vegas.
I didn't know that.
Because I believe still they're only legal in that state.
Julia Morris got married in Vegas.
Nevada.
Did she?
Yes. And though they just
to Robert Irwin. Only,
you'd think so. No, they've just split, though. She did a great stand-up show about it.
And then she said, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Yeah. They were married for a long time, weren't they?
They were married for a very long time, yes. I remember going around to their house for dinner when I knew I was on I'm a Celebrity. How embarrassing is this? I knew I was on I'm a Celebrity. I went around to Julia Morris' house for dinner and was like, hey, just between us, I'm doing I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. Because I knew she'd done really well on Celebrity Apprentice and I was looking for a bit of her advice. And she's probably sitting there the whole time being like, you dickhead, I'm hosting the show. I know you're on it. But I'm like, just between us, I'm just, you know, if you've got any pointers. Anyway, this bride only had one rule for her wedding day, and that was her new husband didn't rub cake in her face at the reception, because that seems to be a thing.
I think that's such a stupid thing. Why do people do that? What's the...
Well, they want to just like finger cake into your mouth.
Yeah, but like...
I don't mind it.
You just said I do. And all of a sudden you've got a mouthful
of... Leave that for later when everyone's gone home and you're back at the room.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, rub whatever you want over each other.
Food and sex even.
Yeah, gross. Too much.
It gets a bit worse. After they cut the cake, he grabbed her by the back of her head and shoved her head down the cake. Like a cream pie. I shouldn't be laughing.
Like a cream pie?
It's a bit like a green pie.
Be very careful saying that.
Well, the bride immediately left the reception, and the next day she told him that the relationship was over.
Wow. Karen, cake in the face. Firstly, before you tell us your story, Karen, are you a food in the bedroom kind of girl?
I've never done that. Is it good, Tim?
We love you, Karen.
I'll meet you at Aldi later and we'll find out together. You got married in Vegas, did you?
Yeah, I got married in Vegas in 2005 by the almighty Elvis at the Grace Kings Chapel.
Oh my gosh, how fun. Did you have friends and family there, or did you elope with you and your husband?
We eloped.
Good on you.
Yeah, we got married and then rang the family afterwards and go, guess what we did today?
Oh, brilliant.
Elvis wedding and then went to Macca's afterwards.
I love that so much. Rich 100% suggested that we do that.
Yeah. That feels up your alley. Like what you ended up doing also looks up your alley.
Yeah, because he was like, we can just go and get married. We can do that. We can go and have Macca's, or we can just go to a restaurant, just the two of us. And the only reason I didn't is because I didn't want to sit in a restaurant in my wedding dress, just the two of us.
Oh, no, of course, how lame.
It's hard for the paps as well.
Wear a wedding dress, Ricky. I had on like my little Adidas trainers that I just wore and denim shorts.
She's the cheap in the States.
Hey, Karen,
can you answer this though? Is it true that your wedding's only legal in Nevada and you had to actually get married at home as well?
No. Our wedding was marriage certificate was accepted as name changes and everything.
Oh, wow. Here. There you go. Nice one. Thank you, Karen. All right, we are very close to giving our first class of Vicky K.
I'm so excited, I'm going to sneeze.
After five. There were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva! Ricky Lee, Tim and Joel on Nova.